Experts warn this bushfire season is entering unknown territory. Former New South Wales Fire and Rescue Commissioner Greg Mullins says the extreme rain of the last few years is leading to a challenging fire season. The large amount of rain means less hazard reduction burning and more ground fuels. Now, with the weather drying rapidly and temperatures on the rise, at-risk areas could be in danger any day now. The regional New South Wales communities of Bell, Clarence and Dargan are still recovering from the devastating 2019 Black Summer bushfires. The small region in the Blue Mountains remains one of the worst affected areas from the bushfires, losing 70 homes. Almost 4 years later, the community is finally on the path to recovery. But with the daunting fire warnings ahead, the region could be getting ready for yet another dangerous summer. Bushfire survivor Kathy McNamara says while the community is preparing best they can, their traumatic experience still brings new fears.
Every bushfire season is a worry when you live surrounded by bush. Given the experiences of our local community, we get particularly nervous after everything that we've been through.
The community is already on alarm following a hot day that triggered fire warnings and caused the local school to close. Kathy says it was a reminder the summer bushfires are on their way.
The first time since 2019 that we had that hot day with the dry winds and helicopters going over, and I know that it was traumatic for a lot of us and reminded us a lot of what 2019 was like.
While most of Australia continues to move on from the 2019 fires, the aftermath remains with the regional community. Thanks to a pandemic striking right as the smoke seemed to clear, the town is still in the rebuilding stages.
Our disaster was further compounded by the fact that straight after the bushfires, a global pandemic started. Not only could the community not physically come together to support each other, we weren't able to access tradesmen.
The responsibility of recovery, and often rescue, falls onto the community and volunteers. President of the Bilpin Regional Advancement Group, Penny McKinley, says now with the unusual fire season on its way, everyone is cautious of the physical stress the fires took on volunteers last time.
There is anxiety. Some people are another 4 years older, so at certain stages of life that becomes more of a worry. What they could do 4 years ago, they can't do now.
Trauma from 2019 is still very much present within the community. Kathy says there are concerns this fire season will be even harder on already vulnerable survivors.
Oh, it absolutely will resurface. There's still some very traumatised people in our community, people that probably haven't dealt with the trauma yet.
Another stress for the community is climate change. Penny McKinley explains as the weather keeps getting hotter and more unpredictable, more adaptation is needed and fast.
It's obvious that things are changing. Something is going on, whether you want to call it climate change, but we are definitely changing.
Griffith University climate action researcher Dr. Patrick Norman explains that while this fire season is not looking as severe as the Black Summer bushfires, the rapid change we're seeing between rain and heat is still very alarming.
It just means that the moisture levels in the forest can dry out so much quicker, so it makes it really highly vulnerable to bushfires where they mightn't have been so much before. So it's quite worrying about this trend.
While the weather is unpredictable, one thing is for sure. The resilience of these communities is undeniable. Kathy says fire or rain, the community is stronger together.
If any good can come out of a disaster, I think our community has really pulled together, been one of the really good things to have come out of it.